Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 318 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for January 12th is, do you find yourself on an emotional roller coaster due to results which are out of your control? If yes, how can you let go of your fixation on the results and focus on your responsibility to put your best effort into the task on which you are working? If no, how have you seen your life benefit from concentrating on your accountability rather than results? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of enjoying the journey. On several different occasions, I have shared stories and examples from one of my favorite mentors, John Wooden. And today I would like to share a story that helped shape him when one of his greatest mentors, his father Joshua, avoided an emotional roller coaster and results that were out of his control, and instead focused on his accountability to put his best effort into every situation. The following story comes from one of Wooden's lesser-known books, A Game Plan for Life, The Power of Mentoring. While I was still in high school, my father decided to invest in some hogs for our farm. He felt that by diversifying the scope of our agriculture, we would be able to have more security in case one of the other aspects of our farm failed. Hogs were not cheap, so he had to take out a mortgage to pay for them. It was a risk, but my father knew that there was no amount of hard work he was unwilling to do, so he felt he could guarantee the risk by the work of his own two hands. What he could not anticipate, though, was the failure of others. He purchased a batch of vaccinations for the herd, which was necessary to keep them healthy while we raised them. But the vaccinations were bad, and the entire stock died. All of our hogs were wiped out, and that same season, a drought hit the crops. My father was left with a struggling farm and a large mortgage, and the bank reclaimed it all. Suddenly, he was a man who had lost his life's work and the family land. And yet, without a single word against the man who had sold him the bad serum, he packed up the family and moved us to the nearest town, where he accepted a job as a masseur in one of the hot springs sanitariums there. I know his spirit was absolutely crushed by what had happened, and his heart ached for what had been lost. Yet he lived by the advice he had always given to his sons whenever we fussed about something beyond our control. Don't whine, don't complain, don't make excuses. Just do the best you can. Nobody can do more than that. He refused to dwell on mistakes or assign blame. Instead, he sought to rejoice and make the best he possibly could out of what he was given. It was in that lesson, I believe, that my own personal definition of success began to take shape years before I ever wrote it down. And even in the midst of what some people might consider a humiliating circumstance, my father never let his circumstances change him for the worse. He always sought to improve his mind, even if his situation was beyond his control. So how about you? Do you find yourself on an emotional roller coaster due to results which are out of your control? If yes, how can you let go of your fixation on results and focus on your responsibility to put your best effort into the task on which you are working? If you have been able to avoid that emotional roller coaster, how have you seen your life benefit from concentrating on your accountability rather than results? The actions that Joshua Wooden took in order to enjoy the journey despite his bad circumstances were a choice. He chose not to whine, not complain, and not make excuses. He did what he felt needed to be done in each situation he was in, and he did it to the best of his ability.
Sometimes we try to make life too complex, and we think that we have control over things we really don't. But we always have complete control over our attitude and our effort. And just like Joshua Wooden provided an example of how to stay off an emotional roller coaster and give his best to his son, who would later be named the greatest coach of the 20th century, you and I can provide the same example to our students and athletes. To give our best and refuse to whine, complain, or make excuses, no matter our circumstances. And just like John Wooden didn't fully grasp the power of his father's example until later in life, the young people we work with may not fully appreciate our example either. But that does not mean that our example is not influencing them. So our focus should be on making the choice to enjoy the journey so that we can increase our impact on our students and athletes when we grow by 1% and give them a better version of ourselves every day.